praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, get your Bible and stand in a few minutes and we'll read some scripture. And I want you to know these scriptures are interrelated, so you will have to function from one to another one to be able to be balanced in the spirit. Oh my, balanced in the spirit. You want to be balanced in the spirit. You see that? Balance in it. When I look at you, give me some kind of note or something. Balance in the spirit. Because I want to know if you're listening. There's three scriptures that we're going to read. One going to go to the other one in different books. I think two of them in one book, one of them in another book. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 first. We're going to deal with knowing the benefits of the cross accurately. Knowing the benefit or knowing my benefits of the cross accurately. The cross is the highest position in the Bible. Genesis to Revelation is on the foundation of the cross. If it's that important, I need to know something about it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Apostle Paul give us an insight here that is beyond measurement. Nothing will never stop you again. No, y'all, somebody didn't hear me. I said, nothing will never stop you again. You see, by insight of the cross, you already, everything in your life is already finished. In a victory position. Everything in your life is already finished in a victory position. Are you hearing this?
Yes.
If you accurately understand the benefits of the cross, no matter what comes, you already have the victory. Because I heard him say on the cross three words. It is finished. Now, before reading them, I'm going to start preaching before I start reading. Grace, faith, and glory are going to be necessary to be in place in that category. First, grace, then you tap into that favor by faith, and then all of God show up. Glory, see, glory is all of God. So if you operate, if you recognize that you have favor because of the cross, you have favor on your life.
Yes.
See, favor and grace are interchangeable.
Yes.
And then you, but for that favor to function, you're going to have to operate in faith.
Yes.
Not feeling, not facts.
Right.
See, and then Paul, John revealed to us that the same glory that Jesus was operating in, God gave it to us. All that he is, all that he has, and all that he can do. That includes silver and gold and wealth. So now you got those three steps. What are they?
Grace, faith, and glory.
All right, grace. Don't try to walk in glory without grace and faith understanding from the cross. The cross is not a struggling place. The cross represents triumph and victory and dominion. All right, so now as we read this scripture, you'll see now why the Apostle Paul made this statement. And I'm going to put you on a personal agenda of victory in every aspect of your life. Are you listening? I mean, every function is going to be a function of victory. By understanding the revelation of the cross.
Yes.
In 1 Corinthians 2:2, read with me. For I determine now there's a very strong word there. The third word is very strong. Underline it in your Bible. Do something with it. It has to be a determination.
Right.
I'm determined. Yes, sir. What determined mean? My mind made up?
Yes.
My conscience made up?
Yes.
My will made up?
Yes.
My imagination made up?
Yes.
My emotion made up?
Yes.
I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Now, actually, what it's saying is, whatever else come up in my life is second.
That's right.
But I'm determined to know Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Not just Him, not just Jesus Christ. Christ and the cross. Christ said Christ,
Christ
and the cross.
And the cross.
You're going to have to now grace, faith, and glory. The glory is not going to come first. But if you operate in grace and faith, the glory will always follow.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Are you receiving it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now notice that he determined. No matter what come up, no matter what kind of house I live in, what kind of car I drive, what kind of ring I got on, what garment I'm wearing, is not first. When you get there, watch this now. When you get there to that point, then he's gonna let you have more. See, if you let you have too much before you get to that point, it's gonna take you away from it. Everybody just got rich. If you listen to me, see, you got to hold you at a certain level, because if you have not raised high enough in the spirit, he can't let you go in the physical no higher. Next scripture, Galatians 2. Knowing the benefit of the cross accurate. Galatians 2. And you're about to find something out right now that's going to change your life forever.
Amen.
Lord, I've been reading the scripture many years, and God reveals something in this scripture here. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. You ready? Let's read. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Verse 21. This verse has, verse 20 has 8 personal pronoun in it. 5 I's and 3 me. This is a personal voice, boy. Now, I want you to look at it. Your relationship to Christ and Him crucified in the spirit world is more personal than anything else. Why would He put? Why would God look? Let's read it again. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me. 5 I's and 3 me. 8 personal pronoun to emphasize that the cross understanding is more important than anything else. Christ being crucified. Do you see the date? Yes, sir. Did you have seen him before? I've been reading it for 50 years, and the Lord showed it to me yesterday. He said, I want you to tell him how personal, how accurate, how profound it is to understand what the cross has done for you.
Amen.
5 eyes and 3 me. It undoubtedly the Holy Spirit is aiming to get something to us.
Yes.
Isn't it? You see it now, don't you? Now you feed on that and let the Holy Spirit lead you along that line, how important it is at this point. Man. I wrote this is an emphasis or emphasizing of the personal relationship to Christ and the cross. 8 times. Now, this one, and then I'll let you be seated. This one, go to the 6th chapter now. And the 14th voice. I said one voice led to another voice. The first voice led to the second voice leading to the third voice. Galatians 6:14 now. See, he personalized that voice so powerful because here's a strong demand by God. There's a demand alright, I say it like this. Here's a demand that will make your life expand. But he work up to it. He give us those 8 personal pronouns about our relationship with the cross. Because he gets stronger here. We got the first voice where the man said, I'm determined. He, Paul, was determined. Now it gets strong in his 14th voice. Look at his 14th voice. Let's read. But God forbid. Wow. Wow, you may be seated. I want to take up and say some things today. I feel the presence of God. The cross anointing is in this house. Many attributes of Satan is about to be crossed out of your life. What he's trying to do to you. Because you're going to be so powerful in the cross anointing. Every problem you're going to be working with, you're going to be declaring as you work with it, it is finished.
Yes, sir.
Because it is.
Yes.
The cross means everything finished. Your victory is finished. The cross means everything that you see in the Bible belongs to you.
Yes.
The cross is full of favor.
Yes.
You won't shout? The cross of Christ is the cure for everything.
Yes. Glory.
That means all of your battles are over.
Yes.
If you let that come to you in an anointing, the cross of Christ or the cross is the cure for everything. You know why? Because on the cross, Christ defeated everything.
Yes.
For me.
For me.
Say it.
For me.
Whatever extra baggage you carry now, you should not carry them away from here. They will be taken from you. You're going to leave your light on. wearing an anointing of my benefits through the cross of Christ. Are you listening? Now, watch what the system going. I got to go over this over and over this again. I want you to hear it. The system try to hide or belittle the cross. They want us to celebrate it on a day they made called Good Friday. And now the rest of the time, you don't talk about the cross. Because Satan is scared of the cross. Next time you're dealing with something, say cross. That's all you got to do, say cross. That's all you cross. Whatever you're dealing with right now, say cross. But you have to have revelation, you see. You can't just be making statement in English. You got to be in the spirit. I desire for the Holy Ghost to fall in you today. And just wipe all your little Mickey Mouse problem so you can have some joy in your life. Satan knows that the cross is his defeat. Therefore, he won't make the cross a sideline agenda. He don't want the cross to sit in the center of this church, in the center of your home, in the center of your life. And it looked like the cross is a place of defeat, but it's a place of triumph. Every time it looks like you're going down, I want you to say cross. With an understanding what I'm determined not to know anything but Jesus Christ and him crucified. The Holy Spirit said to me, it's time for the revelation of the cross to flow in the body of Christ. Because these cultures can't handle the cross. The cross is a stronger culture. And the church should be a cross culture. Knowing that we already got the victory. No matter what technology say, no matter what man say, no matter who come up with what. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You should not have no more fear. You should not have no more worry. After the day, you should leave your carefree. Walking in the benefits. Christ had redeemed me from the curse. Curses can't come on me anymore. I'm so blessed, curses can't come. The blessed door and close curse out. It's time for the body of Christ to rejoice. It's time for us to be empowered. It's time for us to know who we are. It's time for us to move beyond religion and move around a little dance. Know who we really are in Christ, who Christ is in us. Time for us to be powerful. Using the name of Jesus and know what's behind that name. In his name, Satan, I bind you. Take your hand off my body. Take your hand off my child. Take your hand off my husband. Take your hand. How old are your mama, your son?
99.
99. He called me. I was out of town. He called me and said, Mama went to the hospital. She's 99. He wanted me to pray with him, you know. I said, okay, we got it. He come to me this morning and said, they couldn't find nothing. Mama back home. See, that's the kind of stuff we're talking about, you know. Here's what the Holy Spirit is saying to me now. The reason he had me preaching is he wants you to recognize how much power you really have. And stop weeping over these little stuff. Stuff gonna come and stuff gonna go. Just know who you are. Get you some joy. Get you some joy. Stop being burdened by every little thing. Leave YouTube alone for a while and get you some rest. and let the Holy Ghost talk to you. Go to Holy Ghost too. The cross is the key to unlocking mass blood revival blessing in the body of Christ. Now, I told you in Revelation 5:12, it's a sevenfold release of wisdom and power and glory should be released in your life every day. Mass blood power. Now, I heard these words from another minister. I won't give them to you again. Focus on your position, not your condition.
Right.
Woo, somebody just got delivered.
See,
Satan wants us to focus on our condition. When he attack us, try to mess us up. But we got to shift gear on him. See, I'm not going to focus on this condition, what I see. I'm going to walk by faith and focus. Oh, my, y'all ain't going to help me here. I'm going to focus on my position, not my condition. Come on now. I'm going to focus on my position, not my condition. My position stay in the same place. My position is always victory. My position is always I win. So now you can't discourage me because I'm focused on what Christ has already done for me. You see it? Now, think about how many times you would have had a better day if you had that revelation. Oh, man, come on now, y'all. You know I'm preaching. You would have had a better day if you would have focused on your position instead of focusing on your condition. Y'all hearing this?
Yes, sir.
I want you right now. Focus on your position. Because your position will change your condition. See it? See? You focus that you're a child of God. And you have cross right. That means resurrection right. That means ascension right. That means I don't have to fight. I'm going to sit down here. Because you're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. That means the Holy Ghost been sent to settle that for you. When Christ got to his seat, he sent the Holy Ghost. Sometimes the Holy Ghost can't move till you sat down. Say, I'm not going to worry myself about this no more. God already paid for this. I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to do some worship. I ain't going to be crying, Lord, help me. The Lord already have helped me. You trying to hide my help. But by revelation, I know I already got the victory. Thanks be to God for giving us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody under the sound of my voice, you're a child of God, you're in a victory position. I don't care if the back porch fell off the house. You're still in a victory position. And the left tie come off the back of your car. You're still in a victory position. It's time for us to stop dragging behind and depending on computers and everything else but the cross. Look up the cross. The Holy Ghost coming up in here going to erupt your word. You need to get your joy back. Say, I'm taking my joy back. So what? It didn't work out. He got something else for you. Sometimes God, we don't even know what God's doing. God's shutting things down because we're settling for something less. We think we done failed, but God just laughed and said, no, they don't know. I got something better coming for them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
knowing the benefit of the cross accurately. Let me get an internet voice now. Let me see if you're going to shout. Focus on your position, not your condition, and all your condition will change. Remember, your position is more powerful than your condition. Oh, man, come on. Declaring the glory of the cross. Cross have glory in it, right?
Yes.
Releasing the mysteries of the cross so that I may live in the full power of the cross and all its benefits. Listen very carefully. No one can stop your progress. Stop looking for handouts. Nobody owe you nothing. Nothing can stop your prayer. Now, let's go back to Ephesians 1 and let's emphasize on enlightenment. Because I believe the church have emphasized more on excitement. Excitement is most of excitement, if you're not in the spirit, is just flesh. Now, excitement in the spirit is something different because it don't just stay at that one moment. It put increase in your life. When you get excited in the spirit, a change take place, and it's not just a feeling, but something gets straightened out in your life. Enlightenment is beyond excitement. Enlightenment, you might not be moving, just sitting still, but all of a sudden, God sell 10 things for you. Because I heard him say, "Be still, and know I'm God." He ain't said shout, he said be still. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So sometimes excitement shut down the enlightenment. You want to see in the spirit. You want a word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning the spirit. You want to walk in another realm. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
So I want to emphasize enlightenment this morning. When you need to hear from God, you need to think about enlightenment. You might not feel nothing, but you found something. Somebody just got help. Sometimes it may look like nothing changing, but it's changing in the other zone. The Bible said God not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make it good. Nobody can stop him. Hallelujah.
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 So sometime when you don't have the excitement, look out, you might have the enlightenment. Be still and know I'm God. You never call me and I don't answer. Satan can't put nothing in your life I can't take out. So whatever you need to dump it this morning. I'm not taking this mess off of you anymore. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to hear nothing about it. I got the victory. God dog it. I got the victory. Say it. I got the victory. The cross wiped everything out. The cross Every book of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, the cross answered everything. God said, I'm going to put it in one place. Then I'm going to put it in a place look like it's not working. When it looked like life not working, something going on supernatural. Look like you're going backwards, but stay in the spirit, because God don't work ABC. If you loaded the scripture, I mean, if I got any Bible reading in here, you know, you see the miracles in the Bible and see God working the supernatural. It looked like God backwards, but he don't operate through the senses. He operate in another realm. He be doing things you don't know he doing it. He doing it in a supernatural realm. Somebody help me in here. He doing it in a supernatural realm. God doing something in your life right now. You can't see it unless you look by faith. You got to look by faith. God don't work by your sight. He work by enlightenment. Faith has to have enlightenment. Yeah. Satan fooled the church to operate by excitement. Yeah. Enlightenment means I'm going to have something when I get in the car. Yeah. When I get back home and in my back room, I got something with me. I know God with me. See, the spirit world is not a rally. The spirit world is revelation. Satan tried to make the spirit world a rally. Everybody's jumping and then brought the world into church now. But no. You got to be in the spirit. I don't mind dancing, but dance in the spirit. I'm going to have you do this because I thank the Lord somebody needs to do this. I want you to tell somebody else next to you, my words are over. I wanna replace the word worry this morning with benefits. My benefits are here. Through Jesus Christ and his death on the cross. Therefore I'm resurrected. I'm ascended. I'm seated. And I'm anointed. See, if the Holy Spirit came back after Jesus. See. Now let me go over this a little bit. Sit down. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Somebody say, I'm glad I'm here.
I'm glad I'm here.
99, they can't find nothing wrong with them. I think she's packing. Oh, my goodness. See, she back home. They couldn't find nothing. Lord have mercy. I'm turning the Bible. I don't even know where I'm turning. I'm just turning. I got happy, man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Try to find.
Glory to God.
Ephesians 1. Now, listen to me very carefully. Leroy told you this morning. Ephesians 1 prayer is connected with Ephesians 4:11 through 16. It's a place that God wants you to be. He don't want you just to be a church member. He wants you to walk in enlightenment. Put enlightenment first, then excitement. He don't want you to walk around without any excitement, but put enlightenment first. Let's switch them. Let's switch enlightenment first. Then after enlightenment, get excitement. But don't put excitement first with no enlightenment. You haven't received something to handle next week. Somebody ain't listening to me. You know the difference between excitement and enlightenment. Excitement, you just, but enlightenment, you know what to do. You know how to fight the good fight of faith. You know how to lay hold on what is rightfully yours. You know how to walk behind the shepherd. You know that nothing can defeat you. The cross fixed it, Esther, that nothing can defeat you. It may be there temporarily, but if you stay in your position, it got to go. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Are you receiving it?
Yes, sir.
Thanks be to God who has given us a victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We got the victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Now, the apostle was preaching so much enlightenment, and he had so much more to give them. He wanted them to settle down so they could see in the spirit world the revelation, the understanding, and the wisdom he was putting out. To be able by faith to apply it in their life on a daily basis. That's what it's all about when we come here. That you need to receive so you can release. Whatever come tomorrow, you can release this on it. But if you didn't get nothing, you ain't got nothing to release. You just was excited. But enlightenment enable you when something come up, you can be still and know I'm God. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. So what happened to the goodness and mercy when you fall out talking about you can't make it? So Paul, the apostle, and we going into apostolic realm. In other words, that you know how to fight for yourself. You know how to get a hold of God for yourself. You know how to get happy by yourself. You know how to start running by yourself. Just get so happy just jumping and running because you know you got the victory. See, some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about. I can get happy by myself. Matter of fact, I can get happy better by myself without the crowd because some other people hope like it happened here this morning. I can get more happy in here if I had some more people pulling with me up in here. Sometimes the crowd hold you back. Some people just sit and look at you. So in order to get the right value of the cross, you're going to have to let the Holy Spirit do some things in your life. And I'm going to take you through this prayer so you can see it in Ephesians 1. There are certain words that are used here. Ooh, I feel Jesus Christ. Ooh, my hallelujah. Oh. Ooh. Hallelujah. Oh. Ooh, my goodness. I heard the word now. Somebody gonna shout now. You don't know how close you are. Of defeating that thing you've been dealing with for a long time, you're closer than you ever been to victory. Right now, in the presence of God, in the presence of the blood of Jesus, in the presence of the cross. Now I tell you how God deals. Victory about to smack you in the face. And the reason why Kotala missed Sakota, why victory is smacking you, victory is making you take it. Bow, take it. old folks used to sing, hush, hush, somebody calling my name, hush. The Lord calling your name this morning. Online, you hear me? Y'all hear me? Word of life, we're in a turning, point, a turning lane. That you're gonna be able to walk through the traffic, and the traffic not gonna bother you. In the traffic, oh my, you become the red light. In the traffic, you become the green light. Do you understand that? I gotta explain it in the spirit. See, telling me that while I'm talking here, God giving me these revelations. In the traffic, you the red light. You tell stuff to stop. And when you're ready to move, you turn the green light on. We're talking about life traffic. We're talking about life traffic. Everybody's in the traffic of life. You know, we're in a life traffic. But now, through the cross, through revelation, you know you control the red light. Oh, man. You control the green light. You say when the light gonna be green. You say when the light gonna be red. Satan upset now. He didn't want you to know you in control of the red light and the green light in your life. He didn't want you to know that. Somebody still don't understand what I'm talking about? You sense the spirit in here?
Yes.
Now, what we're about to do in this prayer, put you in a position where you can keep the green light on all the time. No matter what it looks, no matter what the traffic like, no matter what demon trying to do, what Satan trying to do, what racism trying to do, what cautionism trying to do, it doesn't matter. You know how to turn the green light on. Enlightenment from the Holy Ghost. Wisdom, revelation, knowledge from the Holy Ghost. Not worldly wisdom, godly wisdom. Not natural wisdom, supernatural wisdom. I heard from God. Dreams and vision while you're sleeping. Visitation from God. Telling you how to handle the situation. Y'all want it? It's coming up on you now. Insight that you never had before. Every traffic jam, you're going to have a way to get over it. Hallelujah. Now let's sit down a few minutes. I'm going to close that. Let's sit down. I'm not going to get further yet. I'm going to have to preach this over and over again. This is an apostolic prayer of enlightenment to the power of the cross. Write that down. Apostolic prayer of enlightenment to the power of the cross. You will not see that if you don't look spiritually, but what he was revealing is how much power there is in the cross of Christ. Here in Ephesians 1:15, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, how many of y'all believe in the Lord Jesus?
Yes.
And love unto all the saints.
Yes.
Hear what the apostle said now. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. Here's what he prayed about. That the God, I mean verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of what?
Wisdom.
And what else?
Revelation.
And what else?
And
give all three back to me now.
Wisdom, revelation.
Where'd that come from? Through who? Holy Spirit. You got the Holy Spirit. See, you're not going to get this wisdom. You're not going to get this revelation. You're not going to get this knowledge without yielding to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, give me wisdom on this. Holy Spirit, give me revelation on this. Uh-oh. That's What you dealing with? Holy Spirit, give me wisdom on this. Holy Spirit, give me revelation. Come on now. Holy Spirit, give me revelation on this. Holy Spirit, give me knowledge on this. And pause and wait on it. The one word there is enlightenment. Wisdom bring enlightenment. Spiritual enlightenment. We thought we didn't have good church unless we had excitement. But the Holy Ghost is revealing where they've been missing it. You can have all the excitement you want. That's all right to get excited. We get excited. But he said, I want them first to have enlightenment. That you can see in the spirit world. See what I'm doing. Hear what I'm saying. Act upon what I tell you to do. Even when it don't look right, when I tell you to do something, do it. Because I've already cleared the pathway. In some revelation, you can't get a second opinion. You can't share with nobody else. You got to walk through it by yourself. Somebody know what I'm talking about? You can't talk to nobody else about it because they're not going to understand it because God didn't say it to them. God said it to you. Don't call nobody and tell them nothing. Just praise God. Just begin to worship God. Just begin to praise God. Just begin to dance by yourself. Thank God for what he done for you. Thank God for what he's saying to you. Give God praise. Give God glory. Don't call nobody else. Call him up and tell him what you want. Thank him. Talk to him. Talk to Jesus. Talk to the Holy Ghost. Don't tell anybody your problem. Because some people want you to have problems. Somebody you think is your friend, but they're really your enemy. Call him up and tell him what you want. I heard that before. You heard that before? Call him up and tell him what you want. I said, call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you need. Call him up. By yourself. By yourself. And call him boldly. Because you know the revelation of the cross. You know it's already paid for. You know you already have it. It's already mine. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion and the power of the enemy. Do you know how? Behold, I prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. I anoint your head with oil and your cup run it over. Call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. That's what enlightenment do for you. Enlightenment know that God will make a way out of no way. God can make sound when everybody else quiet. He can bring water in dry places. Multiply 5 loaves and 2 little fish and fed over 5,000. He's able this morning. We're not just church members. We're members of the body of Christ. We got power. Tell somebody, tell 3 people, I got power. Tell them. Well, tell them like you got power. Now don't just, I got power. Say it with some emphasis. I got power. I'm ready to turn my power loose. I'm going to live like Jesus didn't die for nothing. I'm going to live like he died for me. Yes. Somebody say on the third day. Yes. But all the burden and all my sin and all your sin and all her sin and all of his sin. He was in the grave and all the sin was piled up on him. And on the third day, he got up. Yes. Satan couldn't hold him down. That's why that problem can't hold you down. That situation you're dealing with right now can't hold you down. On the third day. The third day always come in our life, no matter what we're going through. Getting up day coming. I think this is your get up day right now. I think it's a get up day in here. I think it's time for us to overcome everything and everybody who's trying to hold us down. I think it's time for us to rise. Rise in the newness of life. Rise in victory. Rise in joy. Rise in peace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Word of life, I need you to help me shout here this morning. I believe God is moving through this place. I believe healing is coming in our body. I believe health is coming in our body. I believe wealth is coming in our body right now. I hear that old song, he got the whole world in his hand. Peace. Peace. Have peace, children. We got a lot of stuff going on in the world, but have peace. He's already done it for us. We got to know we got grace, faith, and glory. I'm hearing something. All the beds in your house are being shaken right now. So you're going to have total rest tonight. See, in the spirit world, the natural world, they can't talk like that. When the Holy Ghost said, all the beds in everybody's house is being shaken right now. So you're going to have more peace. It must be somebody been laying in the bed worrying. That's over. Go to sleep. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Get happy by myself in here. I know what he done for me. Do you know what he done for you? Nobody else know what he done for you. But you know what he done for you. And he didn't tell nobody else. In the private time, when you thought you wasn't going to make it, God stepped in the room and say, I bring glory in your room. Somebody can testify today that God has done great and mighty things for him. Who up in here got something to testify about? Who up in here got something to shout about? What God has done for you, the Lord been good for me. I want to shout right now, the Lord been good to me. Who else got something God been good to you? Find something that God has done for you and shout about it right now. Don't think about the other thing. Just think about what God has done for you. Somebody online, shout right now. Shout in your home. Shout wherever you are. God have done great things for me. I feel a preach coming on now. God have done mighty things for me. I believe I'm going to shout right now. I'm going to shout right in front of you. I want you to know God done something for me. Go ahead and shout then. If God done something for you, let the world know that God been good to me. I've got a few problems, but God been good to me. And I'm going to shout right now. I got my healing. I got my deliverance. I got my victory. All came from the cross of Christ. I think I want to shout right now. I think I want to let somebody know. I want to put my hand on somebody else and just shout with my hand on somebody else. Put your hand on somebody and shout while your hand on them. Shout. Shout. Ah! Shout. Shout. Shout because you got the victory. Shout. Shout because it already paid for it. Shout because God has set us free. Shout. This my day. This my morning. This my time. This my time. Shout. I got to close. 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 But I want you to shout a little more. I want you to shout and let God have done something for you. I want you to shout because revelation is in your heart. I want somebody to help me here. I want somebody to praise him. I want somebody to shout because God's been good to us. Think about what God has done for you. Think about how good God is, how he brought us, how he brought us. Shout. Shh. Shh. Somebody help Ray run. Help Ray run. Somebody help Ray run. Run. He's 90-something years old running. Y'all stand still. 90-year-old man running. Everybody else standing still. You fought it. He's running. 90. He's 90. You fought it. You ain't running. What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? What's the matter? Do something. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Come on. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. I say, thank God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Yes. She was in so much pain this morning she wasn't coming to church. But God said, go to church, and in your pastor's mouth gonna be words that's gonna set you free. She ain't got no more pain. Hey, come on, help rejoice with the God. You gotta know how to rejoice with somebody else. You want God to do something for you, you gotta know how to rejoice when somebody else gets blessed. Rejoice, rejoice. Somebody got something to dance about, go ahead and dance. Montreal, y'all get up here and sing something. Sing something. Get up here quick. We got to jump a little bit this morning. It's just 11:35. Glory to God. Turn me on. You know that's enlightenment excitement. You got it, Hazel. You got it. Enlightenment first. Then the excitement comes. Your body is different.
Yes.
Your home is different.
Yes.
Your finances are different. Because
yes.
Enlightenment came.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
And your excitement. That's Holy Ghost excitement.
Yes.
See, Holy Ghost excitement never come without enlightenment.
Yes.
Enlightenment means I'm in a better position.
Yes.
Everybody here is supposed to be in a better position now. By the enlightenment, then you get excited.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, this excitement not gonna leave you. God told her, she panned, can't have to get out of bed. God told her to go, and in your man of God's mouth, gonna be a word that gonna go, and all the pain gone. Holy Ghost, that's right, the Holy Ghost. Hey!
Yeah. Hallelujah!
Some of y'all still a little stuck up. Just look at somebody and say, hey. Say, look at them, say, hey!
Hey.
Shake them up anyway. Look at somebody else and tell them, hey! Shake them up a little bit. Somebody up here scared. Said, my God, I ain't know they're going to do all that. We didn't know either. But the glory here. I'm happy. You happy? Now, I'm about to do something that I've never done before. Stretch your hand out. And you think I'm going to say something else, but I'm about to say something else. Peace cometh to me now.
Joy
cometh to me now. Full victory cometh to me now. Shout now, give God the glory. Father, where you are, daughter, just talk to me. You get that mic. I want you to say that word out. Where you are? Yeah, give our mic. Go ahead. I think they need to hear what the Lord is saying. She come privately and told it to me because she said she missed her timing. But I wanted to go ahead and give it to you. Listen carefully to what she said.
I'm going to share the whole testimony. I was driving here, and I heard the Spirit of the Lord tell me, in the season we're in, the enemy is playing for all of the marbles. Get in position. Stay in position. So I came and I took it as a private word. And when I came to intercessory and I was back in the corner, the Spirit of God spoke it again. And this time he said, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. I say, Spirit? He say, Holy Spirit, Bernadine, is saying to the church. And I shared it with Apostle. And I was reluctant because it appears as if at least 99% of you were interactive and stepped into the flow of the Holy Ghost, and you have been put in position. But there's always going to be a small amount, maybe that 1%, you're in here, but you didn't step in. Mm. You were observing. But the Spirit of the living God is saying, get in position and stay in position, because the enemy ain't playing. He planned for all of the marbles. And if you know anything about marbles, I was sitting here, and the Lord say, in a marble game, you got to interact. You got to get involved in it. He said, Bernadine, and this is what he told me. Don't play with the enemy. Don't even get in the game. It's a game with the enemy. Don't step in that game of marble playing. Stay out. You wise enough to know, don't enter in with the enemy. Don't play with the enemy. He playing for all the marbles. You'll lose. Hallelujah.
Stay. So the man, objective of that word is what the Lord is doing, what he told my daughter. He's positioning us to handle it. They got a lot of stuff coming, you know. You see all them storms and floods and hurricanes and tornadoes and all that stuff going on? That's God telling them, y'all don't run this world, I run it. It's sad to know, see. But what we're having to do here at Word of Life has put you in position. Now, what you heard this morning was positioning you to function from your benefits of the cross properly. And then you put enlightenment before excitement this morning. You see what I'm saying? So if you don't feel good about something, that doesn't mean it's not happening. Enlightenment means I trust God by faith. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. This got to become real to us. Acknowledge him in all your ways. He'll direct your path.
Yep.
See, these cannot be saying to us. These got to be saying to us, speaking to us. The Bible got to come alive every day, not on Sunday. The Bible got to be alive. That's why I don't see how people miss a service. I really don't. Those people online, they wish they could be here. There's something about being in here. See? So we're aiming every day, praying hours and hours for you all to be positioned that you'll be able to handle any situation that come up. Now you take this message, listen to this message again, and let the Holy Spirit speak to you. It's so powerful. If you leave here the same, it's a shame. You wasn't even here, like she said. So the percentage don't, they just, I want this, not this, all I want. I want nothing else. You see what I'm saying? But your life should be improved now. You should have some joy. Jesus Christ, don't let a day pass. You'll have some joy, some type of peace, because you're a child of the living God. Go ahead, Leroy. I'm through. I'll be preaching again.